Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kendall Frazier talking about the Bratt-Blumenauer Amendment on the Farm Bill debate. Back on that in just a moment.
The 1930s were difficult times for America. The country was in the midst of the Great Depression. Jobs were scarce, but hopes remained high. And it was during that time Mueller started making metal products. Now, over 85 years later, the Mueller name is known across the South as the finest in quality steel and workmanship. Mueller understands what it means to weather the storm, and our products do too. A Mueller metal roof is made to last and protect you and your most valued possessions from the harsh weather we're accustomed to in this area. A Mueller metal roof can endure the intense sun, the heavy rain, hail, and the occasional snowstorm that blows through these parts. And it will continue to do so for years to come, much longer than a conventional roof. So if you want peace of mind for the future, choose a metal roof for your home that's made by Mueller. Visit MuellerINC.com to learn more and find a location near you. You'll see why a Mueller metal roof is the best thing to put over your head.
A total of 51 amendments were made in order by the House Rules Committee for the floor debate of the 2018 Farm Bill going on this week in Washington, D.C. One of those amendments, the Bratt-Blumenauer Amendment, would cause major change in how checkoffs operate. The bill's authors say it's intended to improve the transparency and accountability of commodity checkoff programs, but agriculture groups are contending it will gut the programs that build demand for agricultural products. American Farm Bureau, National Pork Producers Council, American Soybean Association, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, among the groups signing a letter to House Ag Committee leadership stating their opposition to that amendment. Kendall Frazier, Chief Executive Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says the problem with the measure is how it sets up the concept of not doing business with anyone who is an advocate.
It would prohibit checkoff programs from contracting with anyone that employed lobbyists. And that would directly impact universities who employ lobbyists, health professional organizations like the American Heart Association that have lobbyists. It would dramatically impact the amount of research that is being spent by commodity checkoff programs.
Frazier says while all commodity checkoffs would be caught under this amendment really is aimed at animal agriculture.
Well, if you peel back the onion and look behind the curtain, the Humane Society of the United States is behind this effort. They have formed some alliances and are cooperating with some producers involved in agriculture, which is very unfortunate. But their ultimate goal is to eliminate milk and meat production in the United States. So they're pushing this amendment. They're pushing these kind of activities either through Congress or in the court system. And it's just unfortunate because they are a very, very radical animal rights organization.
Chief Executive Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Kendall Frazier, NCBA is a contractor to the beef checkoff, and federal and state beef checkoff funds, especially beef checkoff funds, have been a target of lawsuits for years by groups such as RCAF USA, Organization for Competitive Markets, as well as the Humane Society of the U.S. that Kendall referred to. As the amendment, Bratt-Blumenauer Amendment Number 71, moved through the legislative process, these groups have expressed their support, OCM saying the amendment brings overdue reforms to the commodity checkoff programs. Debate and a likely recorded vote on this amendment will come sometime today. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 25th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 6th, 7th, and 8th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.